everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Code Chat. I'm your host, Jeremy Foster, aka Code Foster, and I'm going to be talking with this fine developer here. Can you go ahead and tell us your name?
My name is Jian Shao.
Jian, okay. Yeah. I'm not great with,
yeah.
Is that Chinese?
Yeah, Chinese,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's hard. It's always hard.
Jian.
Jian, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it's great to meet you, Jian.
Okay. Great to meet you, too.
Yeah, now the reason why we have Jian on the show today is we're going to talk about the app that he's created for Windows Phone. And this is a fun situation because when I met Jian, I said, well, what's the app that you've created? And he said,
C++ for Craigslist.
C++ for Craigslist. And I said, hey, that's the app that I use for Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And I specifically remember I went through about 4 different apps because I use Craigslist all the time. And I decided I wanted to do it on my phone and I didn't want to use the web page. Yeah. So I tried an app and I tried another one and I tried another one, and C++ is the one I landed on.
Yeah. Thanks. So,
yeah, it's really good.
Great choice.
I'll just tell you, the reason why I love it is because it makes the workflow of going through and posting something on Craigslist or buying something on Craigslist really short. Like, it used to take me a few minutes to post an ad on the computer, and then on the phone it's much, much quicker. So that's great.
That's the point, like, to help people use Craigslist while they are on the phone. So the average session of the people using the phone is about like 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
So basically they can finish what they want in 4 to 5 minutes.
That's excellent. Like, that matches up with my experience.
So when we made the app, we specifically pay attention to details. Like, want to make sure that people don't click more than they click on the website.
Oh.
So that's the point, right? If it takes more effort to use it on the phone, and that's against the purpose of having an app.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
So do you guys have some pretty good metrics and measurements, instrumentation in your app, so you can tell how it's being used?
Yeah, we use it's recently we added Google Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it tells you how many new users, what's the current users.
Yeah.
Like, what are the total active users each day?
Yeah.
It's pretty good too. I don't know if Microsoft is going to have similar things in Azure. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. If they have, we definitely will try it out.
Yeah.
So
now, do you mind telling us what kinds of technologies you used in making the apps? What languages and what libraries?
Oh yeah, it's using Visual Studio, right?
Okay.
Like Visual Studio, C#, XAML,
mm-hmm.
and we follow the like right model to develop. We use we strictly use MVVM model.
Great.
So, so that makes like the UI separated with the model part.
Yeah.
And so when we decide to fix something, add new features, it's super easy.
Yeah.
Like, to make each component pluggable or like a unpluggable, right?
Yeah, right.
So replaceable.
Makes it maintainable, right?
Maintainable, yeah.
Yeah.
So the idea is to use like multi-layers of interfaces, like to always, if there's a, like, say the database use changed, or like the idea, and just an example, all you need to do is to add something instead of like changing existing code,
mm-hmm.
like to avoid changing existing code as less as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So always add new stuff. I mean, that's a good methodology.
Yeah. Do you use any MVVM frameworks?
Yeah, we use the one called Calibre.
Okay, Calibre.
It's super good. It's lightweight, and it has good MVVM support.
Mm-hmm.
And it supports both Windows 8 and the Windows Phone.
Great.
Right? That's I think there's other frameworks, like, I think there's one called Unity.
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
But that one doesn't support both.
Okay.
I don't think it supports both. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we also use other like I mean, there are a bunch of third-party libraries. There's one called Telerik.
Okay, yeah. Telerik.
Telerik.
And you're using that one?
Yeah, we use that one. Like, we actually registered the. We got a free one.
Yeah.
For 1 year. Uh-huh. We registered on the Nokia. I think it's
Nokia Develop.
Develop.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. So got a free, like 1 year.
Excellent.
So
that's helpful.
That's good. But it's okay. It's not that expensive. Like,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's worth it too.
Yeah,
if,
it's worth
if you've
it.
Got an app that you're making money on.
Yeah, it's definitely like yeah. it has so many cool like controls, like the UI part. Like, say we added the like a zoom, mm-hmm. image zoom.
Okay.
After that, super easy. A swap.
So
super
when I'm shopping and I find an image of a product
yeah,
I'm looking
you can,
at,
you can
I can
even, now
pinch
can, after that, yeah, it's very easy to. It helped a lot. If you want to implement by yourself, okay, that's yeah, it takes a lot. It can be done, but it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
So it's good.
What was the hardest part about developing C++ for Craigslist?
The hardest part, I think, is first make sure the structure is good from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually started with Windows 8.
Okay.
2 years ago. And our Windows 8 was also very good, but and it, right now it's still, I think it's still the best, but somehow the ranking messed up. Like we have the best number of reviews, like best rating and best number of reviews.
Okay.
Ratings, but somehow we ranked 2 or 3.
Okay.
And I don't but the. Previously, we were always number one.
Yeah.
And then last year, we decided to move to Windows Phone. And we actually rewrote the app for Windows
Phone.
Interesting.
Okay.
It's like, because the first one, it was good, but it's not good enough. Like,
yeah.
It's the separation of the UI, the MVVM separation
right.
is not perfect. It's
yeah.
not. So... and the second one is a charm. And also we like merged after Windows Phone is stable, we merged these two code base, like basically use the new code base. We share a code base for share a lot of things between two apps.
Yeah.
But the UI part is hard to share.
Now, what about the recent introductions with universal apps? Is that going to change the way you guys
yeah,
work?
Yeah, we are looking forward to yeah. move to that. Like, I think that will help a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we share at code base. So we have to compile two apps differently.
I see.
Each time we want to make a change, there say there's a Craigslist change or whatever.
Yeah.
We have to say fix it and then compile separately.
Yeah,
like it's kind of hard.
Now, can you tell me, does Craigslist have a decent API to work with, or how does that work?
Yeah, so they don't. So it happens very often. Like I think recently it's good, but I remember like last year at some time they hired a website developer. yeah, they had one, and the guy just started to making changes to the website, to the web pages. Okay, so whenever there's a change, if the change is too big, it will break all the rules of the apps.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
will see. You will see whenever it happens. Like the users will complain, like send complaints to us.
Yeah,
and also if you at that time if you check the store. Android, iOS, and the Windows Phone apps,
yeah.
they all broke. So, but the thing is, once this happened a few times, we decided to have something to like mitigate this.
Okay.
To like work around this issue.
Yeah, right.
The way we did was we create a mobile service in
okay.
Azure.
Okay.
So whenever you open up your app, it will first send a request to the mobile service to check if the rule has been, like a passing rule,
oh,
has
I see.
Been updated or not.
What a great idea.
So, and whenever there's a big change, like we will update the mobile service to the latest passing, like the passing rule.
Rule,
and then it will fix your problem like right away. Instead of we have to submit a fix to the store.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes like 4 to 5 days. It's a huge headache.
So does the way that the client consumes the data change automatically?
Yeah.
So you don't have to republish the app?
Yeah. I don't even need to submit. Like, I need to update the passing rule, update the service, and then whenever they open the app again, and then it's right there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, and if the version matches, it will not do anything.
Okay.
Well, if they somehow couldn't connect to the service, it's okay too. Just use the one on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Assuming it's good. So that way, it gave me a lot of advantage.
Yeah.
To the other apps. Right?
Yeah.
Whenever this happens, like we can fix it right away, and the others, like I don't know, in Android and iOS, they probably take, quite some time.
Okay.
But even for Windows Phone, like sometimes it takes 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it happens during like the peak time or weekend or like,
you can miss out on a lot.
Yeah,
huh?
you will if you just release your app, you don't have a lot of ratings.
Yeah.
It will ruin your app.
Yeah.
Like I see some like similar app. They just took it down. Whenever this happens, like unpublish it.
Yeah, but don't give me any ratings right now.
But the thing is, that won't prevent the existing user to give low ratings.
Right.
Whenever that happens, it's done.
Yeah.
Like your average rating keeps dropping.
Yeah, that's a really hard situation to remedy.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's
Now those same users are free to come back and give your app a high rating after it's resolved, right?
Assuming they are not, they are like,
they didn't they rate did, it low and then low. Say, I'm
go
out of
away.
Here.
Yeah. Assuming that.
Again. Yeah. Well, hey, what's next? Tell us what's next either for C+ Craigslist or do you have any other apps in the works?
Yeah, we don't have it right now. But the thing is, we keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
Since we published in November last year, we keep improving. Like, and once in a while, we will look at the reviews.
Yeah.
The reviews on the website, and also collect all the feedbacks they send to us.
Yeah.
And to build the to-do list, the feature list. We still have like 20 or 30 big or small improvements. Like it will never be perfect.
No.
Because there, like different people have different feature requests.
Right.
So, but the thing is, it's always. I mean, right now we don't have anything, but we are still looking, like see if it takes some effort to add new features, like improve based on the to-do list, also maintain the app.
So you want to make sure that when you're investing time to make a modification to it, that you're changing the thing that's going to please the most number of users,
yeah,
right?
And also, I mean, whenever we want to do a release, we have to be very careful. I mean, it's, you don't want like to release something, you fix something, and then that has a regression.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So that's break the
number
something
one.
Else.
Yeah, that's the number one thing. Like, we have to spend a lot of effort to test.
Yeah.
We have a good unit test.
Mm-hmm.
And also try out the app a couple of days at least before we submit to the store. So.
Well, how about some of the latest changes with cloud technology? Of course, cloud is one of those spaces that is just evolving so quickly, and there are so many exciting enhancements. I'm thinking about caching, and you said you're already using mobile services. There are a lot of different offerings in the cloud. As you guys have been learning about the new stuff out, does that have any implications into C+ for Craigslist?
Yeah, but the thing is, right now we don't own the data, right?
Yeah,
we don't own the data, so.
Are you allowed to localize or to bring that data down and cache it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Like,
because, So we did very well, and then we asked Craigslist to officially license to give us the official license.
Yeah, right.
And then they give us the license.
Tremendous.
But then we have to pay the license fee. Yeah,
right.
Those kind of things.
Sure.
But it's good. Yeah. It's good because we have a high quality app, and mm-hmm. We don't want to like someday correctly say, okay, you have never talked to us.
Yeah, right, right.
So we want users
be on good terms with the
yeah
the people
want,
that do on
yeah
the
we want the current users like sure. keep using it, and it won't go away someday. So
yeah,
that's good.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of developers that that I talk to personally that mm-hmm. they're sometimes on the early end of writing an app. This is their first app. This is their first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any advice for developers that are trying to come up to speed on app development in this whole app development world?
Yeah. So I think number one is, pay attention to the details, usability,
okay.
and quality. These are the number one things for me, because sometimes there's a small detail. You are not doing very well, and then that gives your competitors advantage.
Mm.
People may just switch, not using your app anyway. So first, it has to be very easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to use. Okay, just give your app to someone, wife, kids, or like
good test grounds.
Yeah. So without much knowledge of the app. And just do the usability study to see how they interact.
Yeah,
that's what we did. That's what we did. Like before we released this like major release, we get the feedbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we assume too much.
Yeah,
as a developer, we assume like, oh, how can you be so stupid not knowing that, right? No, I mean actually. The customers are always right.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, we were like that at the beginning. I think, for example, the Windows 8 app we developed. So Windows 8 has the features like a bottom bar.
Yeah, right.
Like
the application bar.
You swipe it, mm-hmm. and then at the beginning we put some features mm-hmm. over there. For example, the post button.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they open the app, like they couldn't see the post button because.
Yeah.
They have to swipe it.
Yeah.
But we assume, like, you, Windows 8 user, come on, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
should know that.
Yeah.
Right? But it turns out that, like, a lot of people complained, where is the post button? I can't see the post button, right? And we got quite a few feedbacks about that. Like, we have to tell them, like, okay, swipe it or right click to bring up the bottom button. And finally, we gave up. Okay, forget about it. Let's put the button somewhere on the front page. Like people can see. Okay, here's the post. Okay, I can post.
Yeah.
So sometimes we assume like they should know. I mean, this is they need to train themselves.
What do you do when you have conflicting feedback from users? When some people think that it should work one way and others think it should work another?
You have to make a choice. That you can do. Like.
Did you have a relatively broad usability study? I mean, do you have any beta testing phases? Or?
Not a very broad, but just like family.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes we had, me and my partner, we not agree on something,
mm-hmm.
the design, like which style to use.
Yeah.
And we ask, I ask my wife, he ask his wife. And then it turns out like, his wife agrees with my idea, and my wife agrees with him. Oh, okay. what
now
do
you
do now? So sometimes, we are arguing on something.
Like, yeah.
Good to have, when you develop, it's good to have someone to probably have a partner or have someone to look. On your shoulder. Right?
Yeah. And I would say it's really important to make sure that those are people that are not themselves developers. It's helpful to have another developer look at your stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
But just like you said, having family members look at it. These are the types of people that you want to download your app, right?
Especially you develop an app like not for business,
for consumers.
Consumers, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's really good advice. I think that. We as developers, we're all working on different ideas, different apps, but at the end of the day, there are a lot of things in common we're targeting human beings. I mean, sometimes it's an enterprise customer and sometimes it's a consumer. And I always say, I think that the two have more in common than they have differentiating them, you know, because it is a person at the other end.
Yeah, so the customers are always right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we see their feedback and we reply with the, we reply too defensively.
Yeah, right.
No, that's not right. I mean,
right.
We have to, and then once we look back, oh, it's, the tone is kind of defensive.
Like,
like, it's like, how can you not know that? Okay. it should not work that way. It should work this way. But the thing is, once you got like two, three, four customers complaining about the same thing, then there might be a problem. Like we probably need to change it.
Yeah. So
And always there are some tricks, I mean, obviously. So you can probably put, well, people have seen that. I think you can put some like a alert, not alert, like pop-up to say, do you like to read my app, right?
Yeah.
So that's, like, a lot of people do that, right?
Yeah, and an option to rate
option it. Option to read it, to read it, or don't ever remind
don't ever
me
ask
again,
me this again.
Or maybe later.
Yeah.
So the way we did is, like, we don't put that right at the right beginning.
Yeah.
We put that, like, after 10 times,
okay.
or 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
So we assume, like, if a user use it like for 10 times.
Yeah, he's kind of a user now.
Yeah, it's he probably liked this app.
Yeah,
so that's the probability.
Yeah.
Is high. But what if Craigslist just changed the web page and then they got this? Yeah, screwed. that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But the thing is, to have some kind of a trick like that. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and also there's some small features that may gain a lot of usability, like easy to use, especially for the first impression. Like when people first open your app, first time, they make sure they have a very good experience. First impression is very important.
Okay.
So we develop a feature, because I don't see it on all the Craigslist apps. It's like based on your current location, and it pops up the cities nearby.
Oh, that's excellent.
So when you first
open up, because it's a long list of cities to scroll.
So if you let the user to choose, they have to click Washington, click Seattle, and I mean it takes a while.
Right.
But if you just pop up the cities around like maybe 500 miles, a lot. But it's okay.
Yeah.
They can just tap, because the tap is very easy.
Like, make
the choice. It's very easy.
That's
instead
brilliant.
Of browse and those kind of thing. So,
okay, so if a person wants to find your app, it's called C Plus. You spell
that
out? Is that right?
C-P-L-U-S? Yeah, C Plus. Yeah, because the name before we licensed, we got licensed. The name was Craigslist Plus.
Okay.
So after we got licensed, we cannot use Craigslist as the first word.
Like, I see.
So we just shortened it.
And like called it C+
for Craigslist.
So that's the way it's called in both. You can get it on Windows Phone.
Yeah, Windows Phone and then Windows 8.
Windows 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very easy.
Windows 8 and 8.1 or?
Yeah, both. But the thing is, we kind of stop supporting Windows 8.
Okay.
Right? So we shared our code base and on Windows 8.1.
Okay.
So we kind of stop supporting that.
Yeah.
I think most of users have upgraded. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Is there anything else that you want to add about the app?
I think that's pretty good.
All right.
So
I really appreciate it.
I hope more people can use it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for telling us all about it.
All right.
And thank you guys all for tuning in. This is another episode of Code Chat. So we'll see you next time.
All right.
Cool. That was great.
Is that? Yeah.
Thanks. That was really good.